Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, Chuck and Julie Show, Truth Straight Up, right, on this Thanksgiving week, which the Democrats are trying to make it a non-holiday. But we're brought to you, as always, Julie, by
ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice. Great website. One particularly given all the, lack of a better word, lies, all the lies that are going on. One that you should check because they're going to give you the Colorado's conservative voice on that. We've got coming up an important announcement that I think you guys are going to like from Joanne Winholtz, the chairperson of the Adams County Republican Party. They're putting something up right now, so we're going to have her in just a few minutes to talk about that. Also, our great friend, investigative columnist Michael Tao, coming up at 3:30. He's got a new column on the Sidney Powell. Chuck and I have a little bit of a look at it a little bit differently, sort of the events over Fulling Weekend. But let's talk about the most important thing that's going on right now. Have you seen the insanity, Chuck, of the Democrats? So they're trying to ban, or they're going to ban in Pennsylvania, I think California too, liquor sales. No booze for Thanksgiving. It's like, first of all, my advice to you guys, they tried that in Denver. Do you guys remember all of this? When Denver, initially, when Mayor Hancock held this big thing and the city attorney said, oh yeah, starting in like 2 hours, we're going to ban liquor sales in Denver. And
what's the idea? That liquor stores are super spreaders, or that just having alcohol is a super spreader, or just we want to make you miserable?
Right, there's nothing.
It seems to be the latter. We can, we will, and we're going to.
I mean, and that's exactly on the point. But first of all, to you stupid elected officials in those states that are trying to do this, don't. Like I said, it resulted in like riots, not like trashing stuff, but everybody left work. Everybody like jammed the Argonaut. The Argonaut people are like freaking out. They're like, what's going on here? And it took about 2 hours for the city of Denver to say, okay, never mind.
You can drink all you want.
You can drink all you want. Come get alcohol. And you're right. So the practicality of it is stupid, but the reasons for it are incredibly stupid. And I think restaurants in Colorado, as we all know, as of Friday, I tried to make reservations at Ted's Montana Grill and they're like, you know, sorry, at like 5 o'clock, we're closed. Sorry. We don't know when we're going to reopen. What is it about? I guess is the governor trying to force them to spend more money on a lobbyist or something? It's like, why are they screwing restaurants of all places?
Because like, restaurants are a lot of either national chains and they don't care, or there are a lot of small ones.
Which they want to drive out of business.
And so they're an easy target. But it is amazing. It is asinine.
I was at the grocery store this morning, which frankly was a mistake. It was because I thought, oh, I won't go Sunday. I'll go on Monday morning. Because it'll be less crowded. Not. The lady was like, I don't know what you were thinking. She's like, it's going to be like this all week. So here's the thing. I can stand in a long line at the grocery store, intermingling. We all have our masks on, but with strangers and things like that, right? But I can't go sit at a restaurant with like Chuck and Rev, who I know, surrounded by waitresses where everything's completely disinfected and clean. It's just, again, it goes back. This has nothing to do with our health. It has everything to do with unelected bureaucrats telling us what we have to do. This just popped up. Don from Colorado Springs calling in. Hey, Don, thank you for calling.
Hey, it's a great show to kick it off with.
You know, we can have booze here in Colorado.
We can have booze right now.
Well, here's the stupid thing. Yeah. It's not, don't you think, Don? It's not like people are going to be like, oh, we won't drink. No, they're flooding the liquor stores right now.
They're taking them off the shelves.
Yeah. If you don't get there, if you're in Pennsylvania and listening to us, quit listening to us. Catch the podcast. Go to the liquor store right now. I got to tell you.
Hammer up.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole lockdowns on these liquor stores and then some basically is just, I'm starting to think it's a crush on family and small business.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
We got to get rid of the nuclear family. Get rid of small business.
And what better way to get rid of the nuclear family by not allowing them to have booze?
I mean, hard enough to take everybody in your family with booze, but without booze.
I mean, maybe limit the booze, but yeah. I don't know. Do you think it's going to continue, Don? I kind of wonder if it's just going to keep getting worse.
It's going to get worse unless people are protesting this and actually demand that they reopen the economy. Otherwise, they're just going to keep the fear going and keep you scared. They're just going to play on this because they know they can control you. Fear is what allows a tyrant to control the masses, and they are enjoying this very much.
Yeah, but I think they're overreaching if they're telling the masses they can't have booze. Like I said,
it's like what George Orwell said, you know, I mean, humanity's under the boot, and I mean, whoever's wearing that boot is getting pleasure and a little buzz knowing that they're in their right place when they're doing wrong.
And the rules don't apply to them, as Gavin Newsom
and
they're God.
They're gods, yes. They are our gods, and we are their servants, and we better act that way.
And this, and I mean, Cuomo gets an Emmy, you know. And I listened to this another podcast, and I mean, he pointed out the disgusting things that Cuomo did, and I mean, it's not just putting COVID patients into nursing homes, but he was saying, "You wear the mask because you fear." I mean, that's a little over-exaggeration, but he did say something along those lines.
Well, I mean, you can apparently, you know, if you're a Black Lives Matter person, you can riot all you want and you can destroy stores and you can loot and things like that. But if you're Jewish and you want to have some kind of ceremony, then you got to go to prison. I mean, you know, and they're even cracking down on the swinger clubs in New York.
No.
So I don't know. Hey, Don, listen.
And who knows when the next Holocaust is on the way? I mean, that would be scary.
Hey, Don, don't give up the hope, though. Don't give up. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I mean, I'm not giving up hope. I'm not giving up hope, but I'm telling you, we may lose Trump, but we cannot lose the momentum in the quest to fight for freedom. And he'll fight as a private citizen. I promise you that. The only thing I'll say, the biggest downfall for Trump is that he kept endorsing establishment candidates. That's what, as Peter Boyle would put it, screw the pooch.
Right. Yeah, because they're all screwing him, right? It's like, of them.
It's hard to be a head of a party.
But I think you're right. I think it is important that we all still hang together. You know, I was on the Channel 7 was just tweeting things about the Michigan, you know, voted to certify the election despite President Trump's brazen attempts to subvert it. I'm like, what the frick? And I tweeted, talk about a little bit bias. It's like the president has every right. Now, you may not agree with it. You may think it's dumb. You may think it's a waste of time. But it's not a brazen attempt to subvert the process. Yeah.
Well, then you get the last Republican governor of Colorado, Bill Owens, saying he should not contest the election.
They keep them like Bill Owens. Who's he do fundraisers for? Michael Hancock.
Owens is part of the establishment, as even Peter Boyle points out.
Exactly. Bill Owens is not, you know, here's the thing. I'll freak out and have a heart attack when Patrick Neville says it, right? We Republicans have to stand up and say, look, you old establishment people, you are not our leaders. You do not speak for us. And we're not going to give you money anymore. We're not going to vote for you anymore. And we just got to keep throwing our support behind these grassroots people who actually care about us.
And on one of the bright spots on Fox News, I mean, Mark Levin made a statement on why are fighting these lawsuits. And I think he'll reinforce it on his talk show tonight, less than an hour from now. Of course, tape delayed in Denver.
Right. Yeah. That's so you can listen to our show. Hey, Don, listen, we got to run. Thank you
for the call. Amen. I'll let you go.
Thank you. We want to say, hey guys at BBS, if you can maybe try to go ahead and get Joanne Winholtz on, because I think what she's going to talk about, and I'll let her explain it, but it is a kind
Probably
of
not.
Well, I'm just going to tease it. I'm going to say it's a kind of thing that Republicans need to do. They need to stand up. They need to not be wimpy. They need to not be whiny. And we'll get into the whole Sidney Powell thing and what we think is going on there. But again, you look at what they're doing, and here's what I'm hearing. We're going to do a show on this Wednesday. what we're hearing, and I'm seeing more of this, is that, you know, before when they cracked down on all the restaurants, there was a big push, this sort of public resistance and a public reopen, that kind of thing. What I'm hearing now is it's become much more of a speakeasy kind of thing, where places are not, you know, they're not, you know, seeking publicity. They're just fighting for their lives, basically. And they are, I think if you go and you knock at the door and you say, you know, Chuck and Julie sent me, you can get in and pretend like you're waiting for a takeout order or something. I mean, I'm seeing a lot more of that, where people are just not, you know, they're not making this big, strong thing, I'm going to fight this. They're just going about their business. What did we saw? 3 million people flew over the weekend after the CDC said don't fly. Yeah, people are like, we flew in Atlanta, plane was packed.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes I'm sort of ashamed to be a Republican nationally when you have so many weasels. And statewide, I'm ashamed times to be Republican with the establishment like Bill Owens and the rest of them. But my one saving grace is I'm never ashamed to be an Adams County Republican. And that's because we've had such great leaders at the top as Anil Mathai and now Joanne Winholtz. And we have Joanne with us right now. Hi, Joanne.
Hi there. Thank you for those kind words. That was wonderful. Thanks.
Well, it's true. So, Joanne, why don't you explain what's going on with the Adams County Republican Party today? You guys got an announcement?
Yes. Actually, I just sent the notification to the Adams County Clerk and Recorder that we are not going to certify the 2020 election.
Yay!
I don't know how much that's going to carry, but there's just too many questions. And not just what they're doing, it's their process. They have to follow the directions that they've got, but it's the process that I really, you know, I'm not just me, but a lot of us are questioning what is going on. So we decided.
Why don't you give us some of the discrepancies?
Yeah, give us some of your reasons. Yeah.
Well, actually, one of the simplest ones was they authorized on a Sunday prior to the election to have an additional day open in Aurora, North Aurora, which is for historically has been dominated by the Democrats, and not anything to balance it out anyplace else in the county. And so I went and got out the old rule book, and it says nothing about Sunday being open, but they could have a second Saturday. So, you know, that's another one of those questionable items.
Right.
Then there's the, there were 7 rule changes in July of this year, according to their election, their calendar. And I got, well, this is strange because I had heard that the Dems had sent out to every state trying to get their election laws manipulated, even a little bit. And I thought, well, son of a gun. We are running into a question about what our watchers could and could not do. And sure enough, that was one of the items that got changed. So,
and they kicked the watchers out, right? Am I right in that they, in Adams County, they kicked some of the, now these are not the official judges, but they kicked people who traditionally would be able to watch.
They wouldn't let the poll watchers be in as looking at signatures. Is that correct?
Yeah, they couldn't challenge any signatures.
Right.
I mean, in time they would go through all the steps to, you know, do anything about it. It was way too late. I mean, it was gone, and nobody was going would be able to do anything about it. And so that's one of those May and Shell things. You know how that goes.
Right.
So.
Well, here's the difference today from before, and this is sort of a Soros deal. It used to be the people who were elected to clerk and recorder or secretary of state went out of their way to show they were bipartisan, and they were an effort to show that you had free and fair elections because there are people wouldn't accept those election results. Well, that's obviously no longer the case. I mean, they're changing the rules so
they're,
that North Aurora,
activists.
Which is an equal protection one, they're changing, looking at, say, well, that says May, so let's kick them out because we're not going to challenge anything. And they've gone down the run. So the clerk recorder for Adams County is a crook. I mean, she's just a crook. She's doing whatever she could.
Yeah, what was really interesting is that the Dominion, you know, program, which they use up here, Stan Martin did not want that. He voted no down, you know, when he and Wayne Williams were working on it, trying to determine which was the best program. And so just the fact that we are using it and it's in question across the country, that in itself is
a question. Right. Well, let me, Joanne, get you to explain, what does that mean? And kind of explain to folks how it works, you know, in terms of, so who has to certify it and who didn't certify it and what happens now?
Well, that is a good question. Okay. I know each party, our major party at least, has to certify the election or not. What happens if one of them does not? I'm sure the Democrats have, without question.
Yeah.
And whether that they just take that as a kind of a notice that somebody isn't pleased, or they go with the canvassing board, which found that there wasn't any major flaws or questionable items. And so it's what
not
actually
clear.
Is going to happen. I don't know what I'm sure they're going to pass it on to the Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah, and she'll give a fair determination. No problem there.
Yeah. But you know what?
So,
here's
I
want to applaud you guys, and just because you're fighting back, right? I mean, yeah, okay, so maybe it won't make any difference, but for too long in this state particular, the Republicans have just rolled over and played dead while the Democrats steamrolled everything they wanted through and are like, oh, well, we don't want to be, I don't know what, impolite or something like that. So thank God for people like you. Now, do you know, are any other counties doing this too? Because, I mean, if it's happened in Adams County, I'm sure it happened other places.
Actually, Jefferson County. As the last I knew, they were out, and also Montrose out west.
Okay.
I've heard rumblings about the others, but I haven't heard anything definitive.
Okay.
So
one of the things that I found interesting is Denver would do same day corrections. If a ballot came in and it was not allowed, it wouldn't just put in provisional one. They allowed people to go out and correct it. Well, that was not done in Republican counties, probably because they didn't know they could do it. And it's a lot harder when you're in a
they didn't have the harvesting kind of.
You know, the harvesting one. But I mean, every election law is being weaponized. And I think, I don't view Polis as a validly elected governor from his ballot harvesting operation. I know that we had lots of candidates in Adams County who were just great clerk, recorder, sheriff, everything else, leading until all the ballot harvesting came in at the last second from old age homes, insane asylums, wherever else. I mean, and they just swept over everything. I mean, we don't have, mail-in elections are by their very nature not fair elections because it's allows people to harvest and everything else. So I don't know what we do about the fact that we have a crooked, corrupt administration at the state and county level. Probably nothing unless we're willing to fight.
But thank goodness for you guys for fighting.
But at least it's not where you have the Dick Wadhams always going, this is wonderful. We get so sick of the Wadhams and the Owens and all the rest of them.
Well, actually, the only way thing we can do is fight back and challenge them on everything they do and pay a lot more of attention. I think in 2014, when we did sweep up here, we thought, oh, wow, how fortunate we are. This is we did everything right, blah, 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 blah. And the Democrats said, this will never happen again.
Yes.
And they made sure.
Yes.
And it hasn't.
No.
So.
All right.
Anyway,
well, listen,
I guess we shouldn't be surprised, but I guess I hate to say I've been naive about this, but I have been. Not anymore.
But not anymore, though. Thank God. Right? None of us are anymore, don't you think?
Right. I mean, this has just gone too far, and I don't know. We didn't get enough judges fast enough, I don't think, to turn some of this stuff around. So.
All right. Well, but Joanne, thank you for trying. Thank you for staying
enough. Oh, you're welcome.
Good job, Joanne.
We'll let you go now because I know you probably got everybody calling you. So thank you. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks again.
And I see Ben Nicholas has popped up, and Ben Nicholas is one of the aggrieved parties, right, who was kicked out of the poll watching. Hey, Ben, here on Zoom. Oh, let me take this quick thing. If anybody ever wants to join us on Zoom, you just go to zoom.us, and I'm going to give the meeting number twice now. It's 209-576-423, 209-576-423. We love to have folks watch us and pop in on Zoom. But hey, Ben, you had mentioned, why don't you explain how you got kicked out?
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to correct the record here.
Okay.
The election watchers, or poll watchers as we were known, we were not removed from the rooms. We simply had the revocation of our privilege revoked.
Okay.
And that privilege was to do signature challenging from the election judges that we view over. And so that was what was happening. So it effectively neuterized us. Because
right.
That is the only place that we can challenge
right.
is in that signature verification tier one. So that's where they read to us at about 2:15 in the afternoon that we no longer had that privilege, that the county clerk, which is a male, revoked from us at that
okay.
time. So in my opinion, you have a... you essentially could argue that all the votes coming in after 2:15 p.m. were no longer valid because we were denied that privilege. And I know that's a privilege on Rule 8, 8.13, to be specific. So there's many, many things that were happening that not just that, but right. also about the some of the allegations of people being able to vote that could not speak English. And
okay.
so one of the things in Rule 20 is that you must be a citizen, not a resident, but a citizen. And so if you cannot speak English, you certainly didn't take the oath of citizenship.
They give it out in Hispanic.
But if
you don't actually have to be able to speak English, no.
But the point is, though, that there were... I mean, you know, there was a lot of debate over, you know, making it a Colorado constitutional amendment, which we did, that you
right.
had to. So I think that you're right. Coloradans in general, on a practical level, would say, hey, wait a minute, you need to be a citizen. And if there is some question as to whether or not you're a citizen, maybe that should be something that should be looked into.
Right. There is certain identifications that you must provide, and these individuals are not providing anything.
Right.
But yeah, they were allowed to vote here. So there's many questions that's going on in Adams County, and I'm sure in other parts of the county. But one thing I need to point out here that's very, very important is that if you have not noticed on a national level, everything that's taking place in these other states have all emitted from Colorado. We are the petri dish for the Democrats. We got the mail-in ballots. We got open primaries after that. And we had, and as Joanne said, in 2014 is when we actually ran the table on them here and won four of the seats. And so they vowed not to have that happen. It was shortly after that is when we purchased the Dominion Systems, which Dominion is based here in Denver.
Right. With the Brownstein Law Firm is their main lobbyist. So, I mean, and right. I thought about this the other day, just a curious thing to me. Years ago, I did this story about Hillary Clinton's email server, which was like in some like apartment in low. I mean,
It was a bathroom of Platte River Industries. Yeah.
So, I mean, just a curious point that Hillary Clinton's email server is in Denver. The Dominion software,
we have
a lot of questions, are in Denver. Yeah. It's like, what is it about Denver that...
Well, Look at the Attorney General.
Ted Trimpa, but I mean, I'm just going back to, you know, the masterminds of
right.
this whole petri dish
right.
experiment that Colorado has been
right.
are in Denver.
And what passed in this last election? Wasn't this the issue about our electoral votes going to the popular
right.
vote?
Right, right. Oh,
so you can look for that to be spreading across. They want to eliminate the Electoral College.
Right.
So
right.
you can look for that to be popping up in these other states. I'm telling you, this is the epicenter.
Yes.
Of everything is happening nationally.
We're the epicenter because people like Bill Owens, where you have this cowardly, servile Republican Party who just surrenders at everything. And so you don't have to fight about it. I mean, most people think, and it drove me nuts, that Colorado's election laws allowed a fraud-free election when all it was in 2018 was fraud.
It was legalized fraud.
Legalized fraud. But do we have one? We had no leaders going, this is fraud. This is garbage.
Well, Bill Owens only won by a very small amount of people that voted because it was an off-cycle year. It wasn't a presidential cycle. And so he did win, but he won. And so Dick Wadhams is hanging his hat on that for, 20-plus years now?
Yeah.
We have so many problems with people like Dick and like Ryan Call and many of these other ones that are establishment people. And you fortunately happen to live here in Adams County where we have a group of pissed-off Republicans.
There we go.
And we're not going to take it. We're going to fight.
No, exactly. And Ben, I think, and people need to, if you're not from Colorado and you're listening to our show, you have to look at what's happened here because, I mean, it was the blueprint Colorado. It was done deliberately. It was done intentionally. They call it, the Democrats do, the Colorado model, and they are deliberately exporting it to other places. And in Colorado, basically, they have taken control of everything. They have control of the district attorney's office, all George Soros funded kind of things, the secretary of states, the clerk and recorders.
Well, and they've also seized control of the minority leader post with Hugh McCain. He is simply a Democrat hiding in Republican clothes. And they spent $3 million, the Democrats did, getting the Weld County primaries, so they were just moderates.
These are false flags.
Exactly, they're false flags. And that's what people, I think, if you're in another state, you need to pay attention because, frankly, unless the laws change, which they're not going to, I don't think there's ever, we have a Democrat-controlled legislature. It's going to be almost impossible to get any kind of, we have one, and she's like a CU region statewide office in Colorado that's held
Heidi
by
Gunnell.
Yeah, Heidi Gunnell by a Republican. It's not going to happen again. Well, and this is what they want to do in every other state. They're changing the laws. They're changing the rules.
Well,
and then they're
cheating
to make sure they
go through every law where it says you may have poll watchers looking into it. That's may. Oh,
right.
We'll take that there.
That's right.
Why would they want to do that, Ben? You got to ask yourself, why would they want to do that?
Because the Republicans never protest.
That's right. We never litigate. That's what needs to happen at our state party level. And I thought perhaps, just perhaps, even though I didn't vote for our current chairman, I thought perhaps because of his legal background, he might be a little bit more aggressive in litigating some of these cases. And there's many cases standing there that need to be knocked down, and we need to take them into court, get kicked out in the local states, and go to federal court with them.
Right.
But that's what we need to do. And until we learn to fight and stand up, that's why they came here. Colorado was ripe for the pickings.
Exactly. And you look at the media again, and this was the Denver Channel. Shame on them. I mean, and I know people there for writing that insanely biased headline, thwarting President Trump's attempt to subvert. It's like he has a right to challenge, but that's what they want to do. They're going to say, oh, you Adams County Republicans, if they even cover the story, are trying to subvert the election. It's like, the Constitution says you can do it. Now,
we should subvert the election because they're not free and fair elections. It's like going to Venezuela and saying, you're subverting Hugo Chavez's election,
Right. Voting is a right and a privilege. So you have a privilege. If you wish to show up and vote in person, you can. If you choose not to, that's on you. But this stuff about mailing everybody a ballot is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
You got to ask yourself, why would they want to do that? Everybody gets a ballot. They're throwing out, and that'll happen in Colorado next, signature verification.
Right.
They're throwing out, you can have same day registration. I mean, we were kind of joking, but Andrew Yang is telling Democrats to actually do this. When we went to Georgia, we were going to bring back all kinds of ballots for us to fill out and then mail back in. But there's nothing preventing that. I mean, if we wanted to go, as I understand it, if we wanted to go vote in Georgia, we could just say, oh, hey, we're moving. We moved here.
That's right. It's the same stuff that they tried when they're going to run this game down in Colorado Springs. If you remember, several people said, well, I'm going to go down there and vote with the intent of moving to Colorado Springs. That's where they started that stuff. So I said, Colorado is the epicenter of a lot of these goofy ideas because they've got, California in the box.
Right.
But they didn't have the rest of the state. So they're attempting all these things here. So all these strange ideas that you hear coming up, you can bet they're going to run it here first. And that's what they're doing. And as far as, eliminating signature verification, they effectively did that.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
They just took my right away from challenging anything. And it's not like we're going to impede the voting process, because each poll watcher or election watcher, as they call them, only can challenge 10 times a hour.
What?
10 times an hour. That's it. That's the maximum that each one of us could do.
What if
and they're processing literally thousands of signatures through there all the time. Yeah. So it's not like we're going to really slow the process down.
That's insane.
They don't care. They go through every election law. They have a lot of bright people like Ted Trimble.
Yes.
Well, how can we crook it our way? And then we have, you know, and so we had, and I really like Ken Buck as a person, but why'd you run once and then backing out? I mean, and what was the point of having you just run once?
Well, I thought you were supposed to raise money.
Because
for
it was a grassroots person who was running against him, and that was Susan Beckman.
Susan Beckman,
right?
No, and she was going to clean house and do the things that she was supposed to do. We would have fought, and that's what happened. But there's a whole bunch of red cloaked Democrats that happen to be standing in her party.
Do you have any early on? Because it's not for 5 months. Choice for
party chair in Colorado.
Do I have any choices? Absolutely. If my vote, it would go for a Neil Mathai.
Yay!
There's just no doubt in my mind. You know that he would be that individual. You know, he and Joanne. There's a group here that are just. You know, we're just upset about how things are going and the lack of fighting.
Yes.
And Neil would be my first choice, absolutely, without a doubt. I think he has the integrity. He has the youth to do it.
Yes.
So, that would be my vote.
We'll force him to do it, then we'll draft him. Hey, Ben, listen, we're going to run. We're switching gears.
Hey, listen,
but thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
And our thank you to Joanne Wilnoltz and Adams County for standing up and saying, no, we're not going to certify your vote. We're going to switch gears now and go to investigative columnist Michael Tao, who's joining us on Zoom. He has a great column up on this whole Sidney Powell situation. Michael, if you want to unmute yourself and put your camera on while you do that. Over the weekend, if you hadn't been paying attention, if you were like Chuck and depressed, although you're not so depressed anymore. So Sidney Powell,
re-depressed.
You're re-depressed, yeah. Sidney Powell.
Who was one of my heroes.
Okay. Oh, Michael is still connecting. Okay. Oh, Michael, okay. If you can hear me, you're still connecting. Over the weekend, last week, Sidney Powell is standing there with Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, and she's talking about what an investigation she is doing, and she's making an alleging that the Dominion software system essentially is corrupt in and of itself, and the software allows for votes to be switched. And meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis were talking about sort of specific battles they had going on in specific states. Then over the weekend, bizarrely, a statement comes out from Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani simply stating somewhat curtly that Sidney Powell is not part of the president's legal team. Then Sidney Powell came back and said, no, that. And so I'm not sure. She said, that's correct. I'm not part of the president's legal team. However, I am still looking into this and I intend to file something this week.
Although, you know, 2 weeks ago, Trump tweeted out that she was part of his legal team. Now, they didn't have apparently a formal contract.
Right. She said it wasn't on retainer. Right. And so, hey, Michael, I don't know if you can hear us, Michael. If you can, our producer is saying it doesn't seem that you've connected to the audio yet. And I don't know, maybe you need to get back out or back in, but if you could do that, because he has, I'll tell you what I think is going on with that. I mean, initially, I was really, okay, yeah. Michael, they're telling that they say you need to rejoin the meeting, if you could just rejoin us. I think here's what's going on. There are sort of two tracks of the election challenge. You've got Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis pursuing it in Pennsylvania, I think it was Georgia, Michigan, some of these battleground states. And they are challenging it on they're challenging it on the basis, I think, of specific ballots. So in other words, and specific case,
equal protection claims,
various claims that have been already adjudicated in the courts, and there's precedent for. And for instance, like in Georgia, I think one of the things they're doing in Georgia is, you know, Biden won by 12,500 votes. They're saying that we have found all kinds of ballots where the in order to actually vote legally, you need to provide an address. And it's turning out that many of these addresses are actually post office boxes. So they shouldn't count. So you've got that going on. And then Sidney Powell, meanwhile, says, and here's the only thing I'm going to say about Sidney Powell is it's, in my opinion, she knows her legal career is, you know, in the works and she doesn't want to destroy it and have it trashed. She's claiming that she's found evidence and she says, I have the evidence. It's coming in, but that the software used in this Dominion voting system allows bad players to actually throw the votes from one candidate to the other. And she claims to have a video.
Why don't we have our producers directly call Michael?
I don't know if they have his number.
Well, why don't you give it to
no,
him?
I'm not going to give his phone
number. Well, because he's not standing there.
Hey, Michael, if you can hear us, maybe if you can.
I'll call him.
Okay. Okay. Oh, all right. You keep talking, Chuck, then I'm going to type it here. Okay.
Okay. You type it there. It's a little discouraging. I mean, I had a lot.
Wait, I'm not going to let you talk if you're going to be discouraged. I wasn't discouraged.
Okay. I had a lot of faith in Sidney Powell, and she's done an extraordinary job of resolving and proving everywhere that the Russian thing against Flynn.
Can you hear me at least now?
Now I can hear you.
There you go. Let's just do audio. I can't get the video.
Okay.
Perfect.
I've given it permission. It's like, I don't know what's going on. I apologize. That was awful.
All right. No, that's good. If you're there audio-wise, that's all we need. Okay. So let me, well, Chuck and I will give our opinions in a second later because Chuck was wrong. He was going to go off the reservation. No, not really. Why don't you, Michael, talk about your
column.
The column that you had that just went up. Uh-oh, don't forget. There you go. That just went up in Red State, like literally like 45 minutes ago.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. And do I look okay?
You look great.
We don't
better
see
than
you.
Ever. Okay. Better than ever. You always have a face for radio.
I think the thing you have to kind of keep in mind is people who hate you are control the conversation. They're bombarding you with information like all the time. And that is going to affect you. If you don't take that into account, I think, like, you're dim. So the first thing I would say is, and I tried to get this across in the column, like, why do we need to make a judgment, like,
right
now? Like, what's the need for that? Is it because we've been trained to, like, immediately judge? It's because we're scared. It's like, let's get the doctor's appointment over. Let's get the needle over. I think it's like, again, they predicted he's going to go down. Like, I had a list in another column. The second thing is, I think, like, so I wrote a column last week saying, you know, like, people who are pessimistic, Sidney Powell is, like, guaranteed, blah, 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 blah. I listed a lot of other stuff, too. And, you know, she got General Flynn. He'd be in jail now if not for her. And then the next day, Jordan Seidel writes a thing. Like, she's – and again, this hammer and
right.
Scorecard.
Scorecard.
Yeah. It's like from TV, the whole thing. Like, I didn't believe it. And when Sidney Powell said, I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. Okay, let's see what happens. But because, like, you like, software goes wrong. Like, you're not going to sort of like, oh, let me trust that, like, I'm not going to wind up, say, getting a trillion votes to my opponent or to my candidate, like some total screw up with some black box software that like I got from some people, right? Who maybe even on my side to me. And there are other ways. And then in the column, I go through, like, look, nobody, I listed two sources,
right,
for a lot of evidence that shenanigans went on, that things that don't make sense. So, like, in Pennsylvania, you look at the line and the number of registered voters 90 or over who are, like, too old to even have a birthday, it's pretty stable. And then suddenly, like, this year, there's, like, four times as many as 2006 during the pandemic.
Yeah.
They killed with the pandemic, not with the pandemic, with the lockdowns, they killed a lot of those people off. And
so how are they voting?
They voted for the people who killed. Well, we don't know. They registered. Yeah, so,
well, and you're right. No, you walked through, and I agree with you on a couple. The jury for me is still out as to what Sidney Powell does or doesn't have. But I think you're absolutely right. That's what the left wants, is they want us to be bogged down in arguments over should we believe Sidney Powell, shouldn't we believe Sidney Powell. In the meantime, I totally support the president to keep fighting, right? Let's go and expose.
Well, so do I. I mean, yeah. 100% to him keep on fighting. The question I had is our
political party leader. Like, imagine like a Dem. Like, our guys are like, in some cases, really going after Sidney. It's like, how today can we prove to the enemy that we're really not so bad? That's how they go through their day. Like, they told us a Catholic kid yelled at some Indian. That Nazi, you know, like right. The National Review,
right?
Probably went after the kid.
Nicholas Seven, huh?
And to me, it's just like, some person associated with conservatives said this 3 years ago. What are you, like, what is this, grade school? Like, yeah. Did you hear little Billy said that Germany was a da-da-da-da? It's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what somebody said 2 years ago. And like, yeah, the whole thing is it's just ridiculous. But I think with Sidney Powell, I think this guy's not wrong. I mean, so... The whole thing, Tracy.
Well, which guy's not wrong. You have to go over it with people.
The guy's a scammer. And he's gotten this retired high military guy to back him. And then he's packaged it as if it's that guy's discovery. But that it's not that guy's discovery. It's not the military guy who says he has the proof. It's the other guy who's scammed. He scams like Patriotic America. There's a lot of them out there, you know.
So you're
That's
saying
when they're not like of, when they're not collaborating with the enemy, they're scamming you. The whole thing is just like
you're saying, although I think Sidney Powell would say something, you're saying that some of these programs that she's saying she has evidence of and has information about actually don't exist, that it was a scam.
Yeah, and then you have like, wait, what do you mean? So there's two choices. There's a number. She wanted to be in on this. She's a criminal attorney, not a civil attorney. She needs a crime. So either because of desire to help, desire to make money, she bought this nonsense, or maybe even she knew it's nonsense. I don't know. And the thing is, I don't care.
I really
like,
doubt
why? Why do I want to like worry about? And I don't want to like be down on her. She got general for that out of jail. A lot of information came out. It's like, again, it's like, what opportunity do we have to destroy our own people?
There was a CIA guy who was the head of counterintelligence from 54 to 74 named James Angleton. And he was a brilliant guy. Everybody thought it. But eventually he saw so many conspiracies here and there, he became totally paranoid. And he started, you know, attacking CIA employees and really coming up with strange stuff. And I think, you know, I think Sidney Powell may have kind of went, wait a minute, look what they did to Flynn. I'm, you know, and every time there's been an allegation, it's been true. They really did do them. And so I
didn't say that in my column. I wish I'd said that in my column. Yes, that's crucial.
And here's the other thing, though, to both of you, I would simply, because I'm not so sure that she doesn't. I mean, she claims that she has evidence. Here's what I would say. And with this, Michael, you're absolutely right. Sidney Powell has said she has the evidence and she'll be filing it in court this week. So I agree with you. Let's just wait, right? Let's wait and see, and, you know, not let Tucker Carlson bully us around or anything like that. Let's wait and see what she has.
And again, I do say this in the column. We're going to find you. You're going to find out in a week. It's like we're children. Now it's
right.
We become children. No, but I need to see what my president is now, mommy. Or if it's like, oh my god, like, whatever. It's like, why do you need to like know this when you're going to know in 3 days?
Right. And here's the thing. And they try to distract us then from the real evidence. And you cited that one gal who I followed her on Twitter now, thanks to you, who kind of keeps outlining there is a ton of evidence of all kinds of actual voter fraud. What was I reading? Like in some insane asylum, a big one someplace, like 70% or 77% of the people there applied for an absentee ballot and submitted it. And it's like, this is severely criminally insane people or insane people. Suddenly this year applied for absentee ballots and got them and then filled them out. I mean, there's case after case after case like this.
Well, but now they respond. They say, well, that's how much people hate Trump. But
they blame Trump.
Of course they blame it on Trump. They were blaming on everything. Like, no, like people, you hate Trump. I mean, that's like the thing, right? Like, no, Biden didn't get more votes, even per cap population, than Obama.
Right.
From his basement, even if he wasn't in his basement, even in his prime, he wouldn't have gotten more votes than Obama.
Well, as a practical matter, there's two kinds of fraud I've seen in elections. But one kind primarily, and that's it. And this goes back to Lyndon Johnson. The very top guys never get their feet dirty or hands dirty with it. It's always shoveled off two or three lines down or four or five lines down.
And people just know what to do sometimes.
Yeah, they get, they're communicated. They know what is wanted and what is not wanted. Yeah,
and the other thing about this too is I have to say this is a point I have to make. I don't even care about that because look. It's January. Now, what are Trump's prospects? He's got unprecedented prosperity. It's like nothing. Boom. They pulled this hoax, this COVID hoax. It's either doesn't exist. That's the truth. Or it's like a bad flu. Somewhere in that range. It's a hoax anyway you cut it, right? So they pulled this hoax. And then what's their campaign? Like, I'm reading it. In the final stretches of the campaign, Biden will be hammering home on COVID. So we think of COVID, like what do we have now? Like Trump wins every single vote in the country without COVID. So that's enough for me, right? That's really
enough. And that's enough. But I'm saying I don't think, you know, to me, because Sidney Powell said it and they had Lynn and everybody else, they went, oh my God, maybe they have one where the higher-ups were part of it. Because hers would require higher-ups. It's not just people falling out ones and handing them to somebody else and going to insane asylums and all that. This requires high up people to be involved. And so her credibility was enough to be for me to kind of go, it must be true. I mean, she wouldn't just throw these out. And after reading your column and some others, I'm still hopeful. I'm still hopeful she's got it. But boy, it isn't quite looking so much.
And it's just like it doesn't look, and it's irrelevant. That's not, so she's got a theory. Think of it. She's got a theory. I don't care. We got evidence. All the other stuff is evidence. I don't want a theory. I want evidence because that's sufficient. And the other thing that's terrible about this, I have to say, is if I notice like in my bank, there are irregularities, like $1,000, I look at my account, disappears, it comes back into another account, leaves the next thing. I look at it and I hear rumors that like one of their tellers is like moving my money around, and I go there and I tell them all this and they say, you don't have any proof. I mean, you have to prove that. All right, it's insane. It's up to these officials to run a transparent election where people can tell and be confident. No one's saying any of this is impossible. No. Right. System that makes them awesome. They're saying you don't have proof. Screw you. Totally screw you. Like at this level, it's a legal question now. Who's president? It's not like about voting. It's their responsibility to run a secure election and be able to prove it's a secure election. It's not the people's responsibility to prove that this patent, these statistics, which make no sense, are actually meaningful.
Right. Well, and you look at, and you cited it too. I mean, again, and Jenna Ellis and the Rudy Giuliani team, they're, kind of documenting, and they say they have tons and tons. Right. But, you look at even some of the other stuff too, where like all the ballots come in and it's only one vote for Joe Biden afterwards. I mean, there are so many questions. Let me ask you this, Michael.
Well, I'll just go back to Lyndon Johnson when he rigged the election in 1948, won by a very few handful of votes. And they just went down to Duval County and it was late at night and they just took alphabetical ones, names of everybody down, and just had them all vote for Lyndon Johnson and all in a different one. And of course, listen.
Yeah, I hear people saying, oh yeah, they cheat every election. The question is like, is it enough?
The Democrats cheat every election. Yes, they do.
Republicans are too dumb.
Yeah, they cheat every election.
I don't want to hear like, they do it every time. I mean, you don't say, they don't say that about like global
murders.
Yeah, we put them all the people. Time. Like,
yeah.
They don't actually, it means they're not serious. You're not serious about the integrity of the election.
They're not serious.
Well,
the Secretary of State of Colorado could care less. She was just elected as a Soros candidate. And Sam the clerk and.
Yeah, that's one. Like, look, I think we basically, we were conquered and we don't know, to be honest.
Yes, yes.
Like, I think it's I think it's as like bad as. And, maybe, but like, there's not. So I want to say, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe things will just keep plugging along like this. But what's like this? They decimated, completely destroyed small business.
Yeah.
They just destroyed small business in America. Like, wake up, people. I was going to use a better word. Wake up, people. They destroyed. That's not a conspiracy theory.
I know.
On your face. See, they killed our old people off. Like, they're dying in nursing homes, thinking that people abandoned them. Their minds are deteriorating. They don't even understand what's happening. And when they do, they're scared to the death with people in, like, masks and gloves trying to keep away from them. They wiped out our old people, our parents and our grandparents. They destroyed our small business.
Destroyed our schools.
Destroyed our schools.
So they're destroying the kids.
Irrevocably harmed the entire generation of children. How many of them are going to recover? So I saw someone say on social media, no, you must continue to treat every person like a possible infection. They're telling us, they train us, and we're doing it. And the kids are picking it up quickly, because they always do.
Right.
Other human beings, their primary thing, this is how you look at them, is a possible source of pestilence.
We're talking with Michael Tao, brilliant guy, double Princeton.
A clearer picture.net.
Red State and clearerpicture.net. Just a brilliant guy, about his column, where he sort of is feeling a little that Sidney Powell does not have the goods on the software programs for Dominion, or at least it right now doesn't look. I guess we can wait for this week.
But his point is his point is
we've got to concentrate really on some of the other stuff, which is the usual Democratic lie, cheat, steal, which they've been doing for hundreds. They are a party that should not exist.
But here's my question, though, to Michael, and that is, because I sometimes fear that you are correct. We've been conquered. We don't know.
Yes.
But I'm wondering if this COVID thing is overreaching, because now there people who maybe have a friend, and I was saying earlier, we are hearing essentially of businesses and restaurants where in Colorado that are supposed to be closed down that are kind of operating like speakeasies anymore, where they're not this time, it's not this widely publicized reopen, resistance, stuff like that. They're just saying, if you go and knock on the door and say, hey, Chuck and Julie sent me, you can get in.
That's what you do when you've been conquered.
But my point is people know. I mean, if we haven't been conquered, I think they poked, I hope, businesses that are like, no, I'm not going to do that. You look at the number of people who are flying, millions, even though the CDC told them not to. In Pennsylvania, they said no alcohol sales on Thanksgiving. It's like...
Well, what I found encouraging, Governor Murphy of New Jersey was sitting outside and having a leisurely meal with his family, and some woman came up and just let him have it.
Right.
Now, generally, I think that kind of behavior is awful. I think elected officials and their family.
Oh, no, he's a murderer. He's a murderer.
I'm telling you, if Republicans are the only ones who get harassed, and they go, oh, we shouldn't do that, and so forth, and the Democrats never get harassed, then it'll always be Republicans, and Democrats will never do anything about it. So it's about time.
The most intolerant side wins.
Yes.
Our guys, some of them for money, like the Rich Lowry, National Review crowd.
Disgusting.
I came to this theory that the conservatives are a problem are the guys who are trying to impress the wrong kind of woman. That they live their life trying to impress the wrong kind of woman. So it's like, always get, oh, yes, no, global warming, like whatever, like it is, right? And our guys, they won't do it. It's like, it's immediate, like, oh, now we start criticizing our side.
Right. Right.
I agree with you. Like, it can't go on like this. So we saw very little defense and some people attacking Kyle Rittenhouse, who's been
for
going and trying to help. He didn't bring a gun across state lines. The gun came from there, and trying to help. So people's stuff's being burnt. At what point is it good when someone comes in with the gun to stop someone from burning your house down?
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, when is that? Because if that's never okay, forget it. It's so
And you know, the trouble is, and we're going to have a whole, because we're running out of time, your conversation too. I think the complicity of the media who pushes this narrative. But on the other hand, I go back to what gives me hope is, I don't think people trust the mainstream media anymore. You've seen Parler growing. You've seen Rumble going. You've seen all these other.
But just as you get something like that, Drudge becomes verdantly far left. Fox decides to have election coverage, which on objective basis.
I actually have a theory that monetization is a force that always pulls you leftward.
Well,
monetizing You're pulled into the whole thing. Like you're now, that's a grip they have on you. That's a way to say like, no, you can't say that. Cause like, that's going to affect the bottom line. So it's a hard thing like to conduct. It's like we're they've created this reality and we have to fight that war in that reality. And it's very hard.
Yeah, but I think
here's the only thing I'm slightly grateful and a small indication maybe haven't been totally conquered is how well Republicans did, which is another indication of the voter fraud, but on Trump, but how well they did on state races.
That's the thing, though. It's like, so if we get it right, they then have this whole fake thing that we're playing with this Republican Party, right? How we win is we win in some fake Plato's cave place where there's this, the Republicans are really standing up for us versus the Democrats. And Trump came in and said, yo, like, you got to stop looking at the shadows in the wall cave. Sometimes, not always, it'll be impossible. You got to look at stuff. And people actually get a Plato says, oh, they're afraid of it. People actually want to look because we're trying to look. Right. So yeah, I don't care about the, like, so look, over the past 4 years, incrementally, the big tech people have slowly more and more clamped down on free speech.
Yes.
All the Republicans have done is sound bites on it.
Right.
And it's some of the voters' fault to go, yep, oh, Ted Cruz really obliterated.
Maybe it's just a fake. Wait a minute. Maybe it's just a fake pawn, but, you know, just so we can not be absolutely assured we're conquered, because it's better not to believe you're conquered, really. I don't want to believe I'm conquered. So.
Yeah, no, and it's to some extent you can't because it's. Yeah. Like, and China. The China's leading military strategist, he explained what's happening. It's a new concept of a weapon that can be a rumor on the internet that you use to get your enemy to do what you want, not because from threats, because he thinks it's in his best interest.
Yes.
That's how China's best military strategist explained it.
We're going to have to, we have to go. Our producer's saying, oh, we're running out of time here. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you,
on.
Michael. You're great as always.
Great. Okay, great. Bye. All right. Goodbye. Thank you. Take Michael Tao. Check it out at redstate.com. Him also at aclearerpicture.net. All right. Thank you, Michael. That'll wrap it up for us today. Remember, you can check out the show at chuckandjulie.com. Also, YouTube. That'll take you to the YouTube channel. Please like us and subscribe.
We should have a great show Wednesday, too.
We're going to talk more about this whole speakeasy thing. So we'll see you then. Everybody have a great day.
Bye-bye.